Okay, we are at the beginning of the fourth parak. Ironically, the fourth parak starts with the word Bishlosha. It's also the last parak. Okay. Bishlosha parakim Bashana Kohan Bashana. Bishlosha parakim Bashana Kohanim Nosen Eskapayan. Arba Pamim Bayom. There are three times a year where the Kohanim Duchen four times a day. Now, this is not something that you are familiar with, number one, because in Chutz Laaretz, we don't duchen every single time, every single day. But also, even if it weren't for that, how many times is there duchening in a day where you only daven three times? So clearly, this is talking about a Yantif, or it's talking about a Yom Kippur type of situation, where you could duchen multiple times, four times. B'shachar, b'mosav, b'minchu, v'nil, tasharim. Right? This is a Yom Kippur day. On the fast days, which would be even on a regular fast day, not just Yom Kippur, according to this mission at least, and on Taniyos Uvamamados.
It says
the Gemara is going to talk about all of this. Uviyom Kippurim, and on Yom Kippur. So Elohim Amados, so the Mishnah is going to explain us. Lefishan Amar, Tavas B'nei Yisrael, V'yamar Talayam is Karban Yilach Mi. This is a pasuk that we say on Rosh Chodesh, but it's not really talking about Rosh Chodesh yet at this point in the Pesukim. V'chiheyach Karbano Shel Adam Karev Hu Eino Omen Agav. When is it that the Karban of a person is brought and the people aren't there? Right, the pasuk says "Stavas Bnei Yisrael," meaning that everybody is included in this specific karban. It's karban ilachmi. So how could everyone be included if they're not literally there? Elamai, there must be something that Klal Yisrael is obligated to do, which is not explicitly connected to the karban, but it connects to the karban, but is not immediately, in front of the karban. Okay, so what is that? Hiskinu Nevi'im, based on the Sfat HaKarishonim, Eshrim V'Arba Mishmaros. They made 24 Mishmars, right, of the Kohanim. V'yal Kol Mishmar Mishmar Hayamamad B'Yerushalayim Shal Kohanim Shal Levi'im Shal Yisraelim. And then in Yerushalayim itself, there were different stations, 24 different stations made of Kohen, Levi, and Yisrael, which would parallel those Mishmaros. They lived over there in those places in Yerushalayim, and they would be. They would also do their own thing. I think we're going to talk about it, or here maybe we can talk about it. He gives the amount of mishmar lalos kohanim living in the olim Yerushalayim when the specific turn for their mishmar, the kohanim and levim mishmar came. So they would go to Yerushalayim. The Yisrael shavos the mishmar, and those Yisraelim of that same cohort. They would gather their cities, the Koran B'mas Avarishis. They would read from the beginning of the Torah, from Bereshis. Okay, so they would get together in Shul at the same time they would do the Tamid. And those people, I don't know why it's in parentheses, but those people would fast for those 4 days of the week of their mishmar. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. They would not fast on Friday. Because of Shabbos, they didn't want to go into Shabbos when they're in pain. Because if you go from such stark contrast of enjoying Shabbos and then into fasting, so then it's going to actually hurt you. It's too much for your body. I don't know whether we use this in other contexts, but we definitely have fast days on Sundays. Vayom Rishon, on the first day, meaning on Monday, I assume. Vayom Rishon. Okay, so they would still get together, even though they wouldn't fast, right? We just said that they fast Monday through Thursday. But I guess even though they wouldn't fast, they would still get together, and then they would say, "Vayom Rishon Bereshis," the Yehi Rakia. Yehi Rakia. They would read Bereshis and they would read Yehi Rakia, right? So basically, Aleph through Hey and Vav through Ches. They're skipping a pasuk in there. We're working on this now. Vashen Yehi Rakia u'yikavu hamayim. On Monday they would read that same second piece, Vav through Ches, and then they would read Yikavu Hamayim, which is the next psukim. Vashlishi Yikavu Hamayim Yihim Oros, Ravi Yihim Oros Yishus Hamayim, Vachameshi Yishus Hamayim Tote Aretz, Vajeshi Vatote Aretz, and Vayachula Hashemayim, which is the end, obviously, of the creation of the world. They would do this every single week, but not the same people every single week, right? Because there were only 24 mishmaros, which means basically everyone would do this twice a year. Parsha Gedola Koren Osa B'Shnayim. So the Parsha Gedola, which everyone's bigger, right? So we said each one of the days has two separate sort of blocks of psukim. Whichever block is bigger, so then Koren Osa B'Shnayim. The bigger one, they would read between two people, and the smaller one of those two blocks that we mentioned before would be read by one individual. Okay. B'shachris b'musaf u'v'mincha nechnafin v'korin al fihen k'korin es shema. They would read these psukim out loud by heart. Is that what it means? Alpihan means out by heart, right? Yeah. You read it by heart just like you would read Shema, like everybody knows how to say Shema by heart. Erev Shabbos, Mincha lo hayu nechnasin. Mincha before Shabbos, they would not do this. Even by heart, we may cover Shabbos. So that they could go right into Shabbos. Or that they could prepare for Shabbos. They don't have this extra thing to do. Kol yom sheyesh bo halel, ein ma'amed b'shachris. Any day that there was halel, but not musaf, meaning like Hanukkah, ein ma'amed b'shachris, then the people would not have this grouping in shachris, because they are already doing halel. Yeah. So halal is the doch of the mamad. But they would still do by mincha and ne'ilah if there was a fast day. How's it possible? Why would you do ne'ilah? Okay, I don't know. Karman musaf ein v'ne'ilah. Karban musaf ein. When you have a karban musaf for Rosh Chodesh, for instance, and it's longer, so then there would be no reading. And then b'ne'ilah.
In b'ne'ilah, even at ne'ilah.
Carbon musaf. If there's a carbon musaf, right? So we said before, kol yom sheyesh bo halal. And here it's basically the same parallel phrasing. Kol yom sheyesh bo carbon musaf. Ein b'ne'ilah. I think that's what it means. You wouldn't do the mamad for Musaf, and also even by Ne'ilah.
When is the Ne'ilah?
Meaning, there wouldn't be a Mamed for Musaf, but there would be one for a Ne'ilah if there would be a Ne'ilah then. Okay? When I don't know, I guess I don't know the Ne'ilah days well enough. When would you have a Musaf on a Ne'ilah day? And Ne'ilah is for a fast day. None of the fast days have a musaf on them. That's not. I guess that there would be a musaf that wouldn't be.
Well, the first part of the mission said that the.
Yeah, it's just the fact. I guess the Yom Kippur would be the only one. Right. I guess it would be only Yom Kippur, but why didn't you say Yom Kippur? Karban Eitzim, when there is a karban of. of the people who gather the wood ain b'mincha. Then it went on mincha, I assume, also, so that it could bring these karbanos. When there's a karban musaf, you don't bring it mincha, you don't do the mamad of mincha. Karban etzim ain b'ne'ila. So he did the opposite. Chazar Rabbi Akiva liol shonak b'nazai. Then Rabbi Akiva agrees with him. Zman ase kohanim v'ha'am. That's what the fire department said?
Well, first of all, when I called the called Consumers Energy, they said we don't respond to carbon monoxide anymore. You have to call the fire department. But Carrie says she smells gas and you smell gas. And they said they're going to send someone to check the gas and we have to evacuate. So we have to evacuate.
Where should we go? What should we do? End your call.